Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And it is time for Being Green, and it's a very good morning once again to John Richards. Top of the morning, John. It's a beautiful one today.
Hi. Yes, it really is great. Not too much traffic. We're still sliding out of the holiday season. I think next week we won't be so lucky.
This is the final day.
Right. And also, it's the so-called silly season, as journalists and media people dub it, when news is a bit strange sometimes. Well, some of the things that caught my eye. The tide seems to be turning against booming plastic packaging manufacturing and the horrendous pollution problems threatening biodiversity around the world, particularly in the oceans, but also on land. And not that environmentalists haven't been warning anyone that would listen for decades already. Now, British Prime Minister Theresa May has weighed in with a major policy announcement that promises to clamp down on unnecessary plastic proliferation and a commitment to outlaw certain forms of particularly single-use plastic by the year 2042. Well, that date is way in the future, and whether a Tory government will be around then is problematic, but at least there are good intentions. It's a start. One of the suggestions of the government is that supermarkets should do away with plastic packaging in certain areas, and they should have plastic-free aisles. Plastic-free aisles. That sounds interesting. More cynical critics of Mrs. May and her government are saying that many of the proposals are not enforceable in law and are too vague. Meanwhile, the Brits now have to fork out a 5p levy, it's about 60 cents, I think, on plastic supermarket bags. We're paying 50 cents levy and 50 cents for bags here in this country. And that's causing some groans in good old England. Now, here in South Africa, that plastic bag regulation has been in force for over 20 years. But does it really work? Surveys have been done, but it's difficult to get hard data on the level of plastic bag pollution. And what happened to our much-vaunted fund that was supposed to be created out of the plastic bag levy to encourage recycling? Up to 1.1 billion rands was collected by the year 2016, apparently. But not all that money, in fact, very little of that money, went into recycling efforts. It was not ring-fenced, and so it just went into the general coffers. Nearly under the radar, but not quite another mining controversy. An Australian mining company has been extracting heavy minerals from beach sands along the west coast near Kukunup. Mineral Sands Resources, MSR they're called. The collapse of a sea cliff right next to the mine in 2015 seemed deeply suspicious to some. Now, MSR want to expand their operations, but the Department of Mineral Resources, the DMR, has rejected their application for expanding the mine. The proposed expansions include a desalination plant, road construction, the establishment of a platform anchored in the seabed, and disposal of mining waste. Despite the ruling, MSR seems to be going ahead anyway. Read the full and balanced account by environmental veteran John Yield in the internet blog Ground Up. And it's really worth looking at Ground Up. www.groundup.org.za. From serious to what I said was seriously bizarre, Zuma has gone missing in space. The United States classified, that is, secret satellite codenamed Zuma, launched by SpaceX last weekend, went into low Earth orbit. No problem, apparently. And the SpaceX booster rocket returned to Earth and touched down on the same spot it lifted off from. An amazing bit of technological achievement, incidentally, for SpaceX and their CEO, Elon Musk. But I digress. Now, it seems nothing has been heard from Zuma, and there is speculation that it might have disappeared. As it's a secret mission, nobody is saying anything, of course, including the builders of the mysterious satellite, Northrop Grumman. The Wall Street Journal quotes unidentified congressional officials who were briefed on the mission as saying the satellite apparently did not separate from the second stage and plunged through the atmosphere and burned up. Now, did the mission planners choose the codename Zuma, just Zuma, because? Or did they know what they were doing? Sorry, we're getting all South Africanly sensitive here. Zuma is the name of a popular holiday beach near Malibu in California.
Well, there you go. And thanks very much to John Richards for Being Green. If you'd like to listen to Being Green again, then do go to our website, and this program will be up in an hour or two, and you can go to www.fmr.co.za, click on podcasts and Being Green, and all that information could be gone through again. Incredible, fascinating information about all that plastic that is choking the planet. So do make sure that you listen to the podcast again.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At RE/MAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. RE/MAX. Above the crowd.